Hi, Laura. Thank you.
Hi, Dr. Wright. I have a question. My aunt, she's 85 years old, and she has blocked the main tear duct, and she has watery eyes constantly and crusted eyes in the morning. So doctor prescribed her DCR surgery. Since she's so old, she doesn't want to do surgery. So my question is if anything possible to do to open those tear ducts.
Well, actually, I've spoken to people who've come to the clinic for other reasons, but they have gone to eye doctors who have simply taken a very, very small wire and put it up and down the tear duct as if they were going scrape, but there's no scraping going on here, and it has opened that channel, and what do you know, the tears go out through where they're supposed to. So I have no clue why surgery is being recommended when that procedure has been reported to me over the last 43 years by at least 5 or 6 patients, and I don't know why that can't be repeated. Now, to get to one other thing here, she's in her 80s, and she has very watery eyes. All right. Well, that may be very, very likely due to a malfunction in the glands in the eyelids, which go by this very, very strange name, ma'am. You could look it up online if you wish. It's called meibomian, M-E-I-B-O-M-I-A-N, meibomian glands. And those glands secrete oil, not water. And what does that oil do? It holds the water in the eyes. What do you know? Nature's wonderful. And at age 81, they're not likely working because they are testosterone dependent. That was proven in the late 1990s and early 2000s, just absolutely flat out proven that in both genders, those glands in the eyelids that secrete oils, when they don't work, they can be re-stimulated with testosterone. And I have had occasion to check from time to time a woman in her 80s for testosterone. And you know what their levels usually are? About zero. They hardly ever have any. That's just what nature does. And if we can get those meibomian glands going again, which we can do by getting a prescription from a compounding pharmacy to put just a teeny, teeny amount of testosterone in a carrier base on the eyelids. I'm not talking about overall whole body whole hormone replacement here, unless a person wants it. But we can get tiny, tiny, small amounts, rub them into our eyelids. The meibomian glands, after a little while, start working. They start making oil, and our eyes quit watering so much because the water is being retained by the oil. That's what it does. So, anyway, I would find an ophthalmologist who can clear those ducts, as has been reported to me by people at the clinic, just by taking a it's a safe procedure. It's done at the ophthalmologist, taking a little wire and putting it up and down the duct, and that clears the duct. And then you might have her testosterone level checked. I'm guessing it's likely to be zero at 80-something. And one can keep from having all that watery stuff by getting the oil glands stimulated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. And if you want to look online for a doctor who might help you with the low-dose testosterone, if you're interested, it's acam.org, and then you can click on Find a Physician. Those are doctors who are most all MDs and DOs. There are a few naturopaths, but all of them do the natural approach to medicine.
And they can do prescription for testosterone, right?
Yes, it would only need to be a teeny tiny dose. That's the important point, but that they'll work.
And how many times a day she should put it on her eye?
Well, it needs to be rubbed in to start with, a tiny amount morning and evening. And once it starts to do its work, once a day is plenty to keep it going.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.